This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Which reminds me, when I say that, to say thank you. A little gratitude moment for our folks on the program. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for calling What's On Your Mind home for news and opinion. I have a healthy top 10 list going now, well over a top 10 list now. We're getting into the dozens and dozens. We'll willow it down to a top 10 list. We're going to ask our next guest to weigh in on this as well, a grassroots activist, one of those that's what I consider myself, just a grassroots activist. And all that means is you talk to regular people. You don't go to cocktail parties in Washington, D.C. and live in echo chambers. You actually talk to real people who make the world go, the forgotten Americans that Donald Trump was elected on. He also was the co-founder of the National the Tea Party Patriot Movement, remember that? And so we're going to talk to Mark in just a moment here this morning. Also, more of your calls, your questions, and your comments to add to our top 10 list at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm on a bus, I'll admit. I'm giving you full disclosure. I'm on a bus bound for the Twin Cities to watch the Minnesota Twins. They're red hot. Oh, my gosh. It's been fun to watch the Twins this year. They've been absolutely nothing short of incredible. And, they've come back to earth a little bit, but it's still a great run. It's going to be lots of fun. So the Twins play the Atlanta Braves today at 12:10. So I have my daughter, Hannah, along, and some other friends, and we're headed for the game. So we're going to have a good time today. Looking forward to that. Coming up this hour, I also have Congressman Kelly Armstrong for you right after our chat and others as well. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program. Mark Meckler is here. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you today.
So I got to first have you contribute to our top 10 list. What we've decided to do is, because every time, sadly, one of these tragedies happens, we have to immediately, as conservatives, go into defense mode and talk about why gun control isn't the problem, why the gun isn't the problem, the individual's the problem. But the narrative is always, in favor of the left. So we're making a top 10 list and say, you know what, if we really step back and think about this, why are these happening that often? What is going on here? We don't believe it's gun control, but so what is it? Give me your contribution to that list. What do you think we should be focusing on?
Yeah, I wrote an article about this in February of 18 and pointed out that at that point, the top 27 shooters in these incidents came from fatherless families. And I think that the decomposition of the family, families without dads, it's a fundamental problem. When the stats don't lie, these kids are much more likely to end up on drugs, in prison, doing violence. When you have 26 of 27 in casualty counts of the top shooters, over the last 10 years or so, that tells us that we've got a fundamental problem with families coming apart. And just one caveat, it's not the fault of single mothers. They're doing the best they can. Some of them are raising great kids. Most of them are raising great kids. But it is a fundamental problem in our society when we have the family being deconstructed.
I agree with you. And then, by the way, that comes up every time we talk about it. But we always go back to, again, this game of sort of batting back the bad ideas. Even the president himself, I just talked to Corey Lewandowski, who said, I don't know why he'd bring up red flag laws. I don't like red flag laws. I mean, they can be misused horribly. That and background checks. It was bump stocks last time. Why do we end up sort of giving up ground every time for things that really have no opportunity to fix the problem?
Yeah, I think the reason is this, and I actually think this is kind of important, that we learn how to talk to each other about these kinds of things. And when I say we learn how to talk to each other, I mean across the divide. You and I, it's no problem, but how do I talk to somebody who wants to take away our guns when I'm a gun rights guy? And I think I have to start with understanding the motivations of people who want to do this stuff. And by that, I mean the positive motivations. I'm not talking about politicians or people with something to gain. I'm talking about your friends and neighbors who see the tragedy, see the horror, and all they can think is they're scared of guns, they don't like guns, and guns are the problem, that's where they're coming from. They want to save lives in the same way that you or I do as Second Amendment advocates. So I think the very first thing we have to do is learn to talk to each other without attributing bad motives to each other.
That's a great point. I saw your post on Facebook after the shootings, and your comment was, what's going to solve this problem of violence in America is working together with love, compassion, and empathy. You can't defend an evil act. Think and speak from the heart. Pray, turn to God to heal our nation. And if you look at you know, a time when these didn't happen to the degree they did happen now, there were less fatherless families. Ten Commandments were in schools. It was not uncool to talk about turning to God or praying and healing our nation. And, you know, I'm with you 100%. How do we go about that? How do you do that? How do you when the left right now is so angry about so much, how can you have a conversation like that?
Yeah, look, I think we have to do what we know is right, which is, again, just talk and speak with love, compassion, and empathy. We can't control what other people do. We can only control what we do. We can't control what's in somebody else's heart. We can only control what's in our hearts. And so it's up to us to act in that manner and not to control other people doing it. And that kind of activity, that kind of talk and speech, it reflects back at you eventually. It's hard for people to stay angry when you're not. It's hard for people to be really vile and combative when you won't respond in that way. And so I'm not weak on any of this stuff. I'm not talking about taking a knee and not entering the fight. I've been in the political fight for over 10 years, hardcore. I've taken my share of hits, and I've certainly given at least my share. But I always try to talk to people who I disagree with empathy and compassion and understanding. We're all on the same page. These acts are evil. They're vile. There's no justification for them. We all want them to stop. We have to be able to have a conversation if we're going to find common ground.
That's a great point. June in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I guess I agree with the types of things that have been sent in, and I think those take precedence on what has been said. It is an individual problem. But I think the second step is they also, if they are evil and want to kill people, in this case, people they don't even know, they need they need an opportunity. And the opportunity arises in one area as soft targets. Because, just as mentioned, we can't control everybody's behavior. So by posting a gun-free zone, that more pertains to the law-abiding citizens because they're the ones that will follow it. So if something like that is being posted, I would hope that they have some very strong security to back that up. You know, is there then a need that you should be checking people that come in if you're saying it's a gun-free area? So that was just a thought. Thank you for listening.
It's a good one, and you know, again, you have in El Paso, Texas, you'd think somebody there would be a concealed carry, but it's, you know, a Walmart's a gun-free zone, a downtown's a gun-free zone. Is June right, Mark?
I think she's right, and I think there are fixes in our legal system for this. This is something that really bothers me. I live in Texas. Open carry is allowed here, but there are a lot of shops that post that you can't carry a gun in there. I think that should carry liability, is my opinion. You know, it's not that I want to impose liability. I just think that if they create a gun-free zone and there's a shooting in there and people are unable to defend themselves, and we can show that that caused more carnage, more death, more injury, then I think the people who post these gun-free zones should be liable. She's correct. Virtually all of these shootings take place in gun-free zones. There are exceptions, but they're rare.
South Dakota. Nancy.
I just wanted to remind people that as we're talking about individuals receiving more mental health care, counseling or psychiatrists or whatever, that's in opposition to red flags. Because if you put everybody that goes to seek counseling on the red flag list, then no one's going to receive counseling. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I'm really worried about basically a good, premise, the idea that a red flag law, like, for instance, the Parkland shooter, man, the flags were all over the place, right? And nobody did anything about it. And the idea of the medical community identifying that, going to law enforcement community, and they have to go to a judge is great. But I could also see that whole thing being rife with abuse and a great opportunity for people who want more gun control to use it for nefarious purposes. Do you agree with that, Mark?
Yeah, look, it makes me really nervous, and the reason it makes me nervous is we've already seen the abuse, right? Gun control advocates, you know, they do want to take away our guns, and so the potential for abuse is rife. But I also worry that law enforcement lacks the proper tools to deal with this stuff. We've seen this in a lot of these shooter incidents, and the police, I know people who've called the police. I've had to call the police personally over threats that I receive, and basically what they say is, look, you know, bottom line is, unless they're openly, directly threatening violence against you, there's really nothing we can do. You call us when the body's on the floor is basically it, and that's not a good approach either.
Let's quickly get John and Steele in here. I got a very short amount of time, so give me your best 15 seconds here, John.
Yeah, I've been a hunter all my life, and I believe in the Second Amendment, but I do believe in limitations. And the one thing I want to say there is, when I hunt deer, I have a magazine capacity, a clip capacity of 5. But when people are using, you know, these guns with capacity of 100 in their clips, shouldn't we give human beings the same chance that we give a deer to...
Interesting take, John. Up against the clock, so I got to go. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Keep fighting. We'll talk again soon. Take care. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joel Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at McKenzie Minerals. Someone approached you and said, hey, I'd like to buy your minerals. A lot of that going on out there. Never say yes until you find out, hey, what are they really worth? So if you're being bombarded by offers, before you do anything, talk to the guys at Mineral Tracker. Jeff, Joel, the team at Mineral Tracker, the guys have your back. They built this world-class app, Watford City Made app. It's the Silicon Valley of North Dakota, I say. This app, there's a free version of it, so you can get a sense of what it does. But there is a one at $99.95 a month that will pay many, many dividends to be able to have that and manage all your minerals. Just amazing. Check it out at mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924. I grabbed another resource for our conversation today here on the bus, Jerome Richter, a former high school teacher himself, of course now a vice president of the University of Mary, but certainly been around and helped to shape and form high school kids for many, many years, and now college kids in the higher education system. Jerome, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Honored to be with you.
Nice to have you on the program, and I'm glad that your son Gregory is a big fan of Point of View. I just found that out, that he saw me on TV, huh?
Yeah, last night, as I was trying to chase him to bed, he walked by the TV, and there was Scott Hennin on the TV, and he came running in and said, "Dad, Scott Hennin's on the TV. You got to see this." I'm like, "That's great, Gregory." And he's like, "I can't go to bed now. I got to watch Scott." So he's he's a good negotiator.
He is, yeah. So we watched a rather meaty conversation about trade and all kinds of things with Senator Kevin Cramer.
The seven-year-old's up on the Chinese trade difficulties.
I love it. So we're talking a little bit about, you know, why do these things happen? Why a Dayton happens, why in El Paso, and that's just today. Next week it'll be something else. Where do you begin, do you think?
Gosh, Scott. I mean, as you've been talking here on the radio and so many people have been talking, this is an issue that is so large. And it's disappointing when you hear people giving little sound bites that if we do this, all of a sudden the problem goes away. If we do this, all of a sudden the problem goes away. And from my experience with young people, the work that we're doing at the University of Mary, this is an all-hands-on-deck type of problem. We need the government. We need every church. We need every school. We need every family. We need every institution to be pulling together on this and working together to help to solve this horrific problem that we have. I mean, it's horrific. This is disturbing on a number of levels. And where it disturbs me the most is the loss of the respect of the human person. What I see happening is with these shooters, and I know that they're sick, and I know that they're suffering, but there's other things happening in our culture right now where the human person is being degraded. You know, let's look at sex trafficking. Let's look at some of these other things that are happening. I would even venture to say, let's look at the life issues. Let's look at abortion. If we can start harming innocent life even at that young age, we can start harming them at an older age.
And I don't think there's any way you can disconnect those two. Some people will say, wait a minute, a woman's right to choose has nothing to do with, some disturbed high school kid down in Dallas, Texas decides to drive to El Paso.
No, and I'm not saying that they're apples to apples.
But
I'm
saying, think there's a connection.
There's a connection. It's about human dignity. From the moments of conception until natural death, that we need to respect the human person, and we need to instill this in the young people. And one of the ways that we strive to do that is to talk about this at every level in every class, to be able to talk about this, to say you have a duty as a human person to respect the other one and to learn the virtues that are needed. That's why our Benedictine values at the University of Mary are so important, and one of them is respect for persons. It's the first thing that a good person needs to come to understand is you must respect the other, even if you disagree, even if you have a problem with them, but you would never do violence to them. And what's happening is if I want to be heard, in today's culture, I just do something horrific and violent, and then I'm heard. And then all of a sudden we end up seeing these crazy things happen.
Can this battle be won?
Every battle can be won with patience, determination, suffering, and goodness. And we need to start turning to each other in goodness and kindness. Your last speaker that you had on here spoke very beautifully. With compassion, with patience, with kindness, with determination, we can do this, but it's going to take the whole country. And every once in a while, this stuff's going to still happen. I mean, we know that evil exists, but we have to be striving to tear down that evil that's coming at us, not each other.
Public schools cannot teach virtue.
They can teach virtue in a way that's on just on a natural level.
They want to be in a courtroom, maybe.
Yeah.
They'd be very careful about it, would they not?
Well, it depends on how deep you're taking it. So if I'm teaching virtue, which we're constantly teaching virtue at the University of Mary, I can start with who is the author of truth, who is the author of virtue, who are we trying to emulate, and that would be going back to God, the source of all reality, the source of all truth. Now, the public school teacher can't do that, but a public school teacher could teach, the virtue of temperance. Then the kids might ask questions, so why should I be temperate? And the public school teacher says, well, it would be good to be temperate. Where I can say, no. It's right to be Christian. It's right to be a good citizen to be this. And so we can teach it to a deeper level, let's call it.
But it needs to play a bigger part in all of education,
sure.
Does it not?
Yeah. Here's a statement that I think you'll appreciate, and hopefully the listeners do too. Our good president, Monsignor Shea, used to teach this back when he was teaching high school, and he's still teaching it today, which is this. Parents, students, we can't make you good. We can't make your kids good. But what we can do is we can make them clear. We can make them learn how to think clearly of what is good and what is evil, and then they have to choose it. But until you clearly explain to them what is good and evil, how are they supposed to know how to choose it? And that's where virtue then comes in. That they can choose the good over and over and over. But you also have to, now today, teach them what is good and what is evil. And that's a duty that we've neglected.
These conversations, in my mind, are something that is good coming out of evil. In saying, this happened, now how do we never let that happen again? And obviously, it's not a short game, it's a long game.
Yep.
And it would take all of higher education to get on board. It would take all of public education and the K-12 system to get on board. A lot of work to be done, but at least channel our frustration and our anger in some way,
sure,
to tackle it, right?
Yeah, I agree exactly with that, and we all got to do what we have to do, but we shouldn't be beating ourselves up because we're so determined right now to stop this. I'm saying evil exists. Evil exists, and we have to admit that, and we have to fight it, and the evil is still going to happen. So when the next tragedy happens, God forbid it ever does, but when the next one happens, let's not start blaming each other. Let's build our resolve to get after it again.
And call it what it is.
And call it what it is,
evil.
Which is a sick person.
A stone-cold heart.
Doing a very, very sick thing. But what motivated them? How can we stop that motivation? How can we get there to grow in respect of the human person more?
This is why I love conversations with anyone from the University of Mary, because this is the way that they shape leaders. And include virtue in absolutely everything. Thank you, Jerome.
Thank you, Scott. It's great to be with you. Listeners, thank you for putting up with me.
UMary.edu. When is school start?
Well,
it's always going to be,
yeah. We were just finishing up our summer term, but the fall semester, the kind of traditional, will start right after Labor Day.
Love it. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Texter says, those guys amaze me. When was the last time to attack you? The good guys are always supposed to have one tied behind their back. We don't want that. The Second Amendment wasn't written for hunting. It was written to deter a tyrannical government. Stop comparing magazine capacity to hunting. All right, there you go.
For years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on his way at this hour to El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed in a mass shooting on Saturday. As he was leaving the White House, he told reporters it's not because of his rhetoric that such incidents are happening. He says it's mental illness and changes need to be made.
I think there's a great appetite to do something with regard to making sure that mentally unstable, seriously ill people aren't carrying guns. I've never seen the appetite as strong as it is now.
Later, he'll be visiting Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people died, 10 counting the gunman, in a mass shooting hours after the El Paso incident. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 500 points in early trading this morning as that U.S.-China trade war continues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, a capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Why I bother sometimes, but the media is not going to change. We're never going to change the left-wing, Trump-hating leftist media. We aren't. Okay, you just gotta plan on that being a part of whatever the left is doing. It's a tool in their toolbox they're always going to use. Can I give you a quick example of this? I wasn't planning on doing this, but I just got the email actually. So Matt Von Pannon's the editor of the Fargo Forum, and I knew Matt. I worked with Matt at Forum Communications when I was at WDOI as a general manager and talk show host over there. So I've always enjoyed Matt, like him, and a nice, affable guy. So whenever I see something in the paper that I consider to be horribly biased, I will generally send him an email rather than just complain about it on the radio, because I figure I'm going to give him a chance to at least explain it to me before I just go off and trash it. You can kind of explain this to me. So I saw a photo with Kevin Cramer in the story about the Washington Post hubbub about, you only do things because they're a donor and you're trying to get people to build the actual wall. Yeah, like most Americans want. We want the wall built. So why wouldn't we want our senators and congressmen and everybody else doing it, right? No. Anyway, so this is some story reprinted from the Washington Post. The Washington Post had one photo of Senator Cramer and Donald Trump together, and the Fargo Forum used a different one. And the one they used was one that a columnist over there who hates anybody with an R behind their name, I won't mention his name because he deserves no free publicity, but he's a left-wing kook. So he's over there writing a column about a story in which Cramer got an awkward hug from Donald Trump. Remember that when he was at the rally? It's kind of an awkward hug. So, they have the photo of it, and I know people have used it before over there. So it's in their archives, and there was a whole column written about it, right? Well, they use that photo often. So I noticed Washington Post uses one photo, and for this story, they use that photo again. So I said to Matt, I'm kind of curious why the photo used with the story is a different one than they used with the Washington Post story. So he responds with the photo. You're correct about the use of the photo. The Washington Post does not always provide us with the art they use on their stories. In this instance, we chose a photo from our local archives that showed both Cramer and Trump together. It was also paired with an earlier column of You Know Who. It has all been used with other stories, just other locally produced photos of Cramer and Trump together. All the time, it's simple to be included in our stories, no agenda. If you don't think that's an agenda, you know the photos there were of Trump and Cramer together at the Trump rally in the Shields Arena? And they've been used before. I mean, it's in their DNA. It's just in their DNA. So why do I get bothered about it? I don't know. But it's a long way of telling you, just give up the frustration on it, because it's always going to be there. You just got to fight any. That's one of the reasons I'm bringing up here today. For things we ought to be talking about, we ought to be working on. I'm sorry, what did you say, Ken? I'm breaking up a bit. Kelly, can you hear me?
you hear me? However, so he's saying that that I'm gone. So what I'm going to suggest here is I'm going to try and hook back up. In the meantime, Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us. And, Todd, you can go ahead and ask Todd or Kelly the first question as we get started here. I'm here as well.
Do we have Congressman Armstrong? And Scott, I can kind of hear you right now.
Well, that's so nice. Anyway, sorry.
You've been kind of in and out there, but now you're in. That's good.
As I mentioned, I am on the bus on the way to the Twins game, playing a little hooky today. So, I've self-disclosed. Well, there might be a little glitch here or there, but I'm back now. And is Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Hello, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I thought I had a bad connection, so I called back in.
Well, we all did.
Yeah, I was the one with the bad connection. Sorry about that. Anyway, we're back at it now, and if you have a question or comment for Kelly, give us a ring at 701-258-0550. A few folks waiting to weigh in here. We'll get to you in a second. But, Kelly, let me first ask you our first opportunity to talk to you since the weekend tragedy in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, with a domestic terrorist attack here and the carnage that follows. We've been talking a little bit about, everybody goes to the usual suspects, gun control, whatever. We're assembling a top 10 reasons outside of gun control, which in my mind would not have changed anything in these or many of these incidents. What would you do? What would you put on the top 10 list?
Well, I think, first of all, one of the things you can do, recognize we're in a divided government and urban Democrats and rural Republicans are not going to agree on gun control. I'm a little disappointed that I heard Senator Schumer already issued a statement to say they won't take any half measures, so they won't accept Democrats aren't going to accept anything in the Senate unless they bring H.R. 8 up on the floor, which is an absolute, it's just a terrible piece of legislation. It passed the House on a party line vote, and it does not understand gun ownership in rural America, and it doesn't have a national registry, which even the Obama administration said was necessary for any universal background check bill. So I get a little frustrated with that. But one thing we can do right away is a GPS fusion center. And that is just simply, it's not necessarily an investigative portion. It's where different law enforcement agencies can plug their data into a national registry. Because one thing I think, the country's getting smaller, the world's getting smaller. And if you've been, if you've been convicted of a criminal crime in North Dakota and you've had due process and gone through that, that needs to follow you where you go. That's part of the process. The problem is a lot of different law enforcement agencies use different computer systems, have different setups. So the one way you can do that is have a clearinghouse at the national level.
So if that's not the answer, what is the answer? We always go to gun control because the left controls the debate anytime one of these things happens. It's absolutely ridiculous. And honestly, we give a little. President Trump gave on bump stocks, which was, in my mind, pointless. And now talking about red flag laws and improved background checks. So what should we be talking about? What is the real cause of this?
Well, I think there's one thing that I think is a commonality amongst all of these is the disenfranchisement and isolation. And we'll just take one particular issue, like white supremacists always used to meet in hiding, right? They'd meet at 2 a.m. There's a reason they wore masks. They do those things. But the advent of the internet has allowed that anonymity then to do that anonymously without ever having to leave their house. So as far as that goes, and making sure we are protecting First and Fourth Amendment rights, the FBI should target these white supremacist groups and target them where they exist, whether that's in their basement or online. But we need to continue to have that conversation. We need to move forward. But I think, robustly, in fact, enforcing current gun laws and dealing with issues where we are having law enforcement communicate all across the country, I think is something that everybody, Republican and Democrat, can get behind. There is no silver bullet here. And I hate to use that axiom, but it's just true. This is going to take long. This is a uniquely American problem. We have always owned more guns than everybody else. But this is a fairly recent phenomenon in the last 20 years. So we need to start having serious conversations about mental health, disenfranchisement, radicalization, whether that's online or in other groups, and move forward with how we can work towards solutions on that in a bipartisan way.
Let's take your calls. Gary and Bismarck wants to weigh in here. Gary, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Gary, are you there?
Maybe not.
I don't know. But, Steve, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Kelly. How you guys doing?
Good, sir.
Good, Steve.
Good. My frustration with these conversations with, you know, people that lean left and primarily the radical crazy left is that they don't live in Realville. You know, that you see cartoons that people laugh at that make sense. And the one that always comes to mind for me is the little drawing of the gunmans with the mask and their, you know, their AK-47s or whatever they are. And they're walking into a building, you know, presumably to shoot it up. And here's the, you know, no gun zone or gun free zone or guns, whatever. And the next slide, you know, they're taking their masks off and walking back to their car. I mean, that's how stupid individuals are that think that gun free zones work. And then they absolutely refuse to report any of the statistics regarding concealed carry. It's always, you know, can't have that, Wild West, everybody gets shot, on and on and on. Statistically, individuals in the United States with concealed carry permits are the most law-abiding people in the country, time in and time out. Are there exceptions? Are there situations that'll come up? But more people, good guys with guns, is not a bad thing. They refuse to admit that. And it's always outlaw guns. Again, doesn't work. Criminals don't obey laws. The only people that obey laws are law-abiding citizens. So unless you're talking confiscation by the government, most gun laws will have very little to no effect on crime.
Yeah, the news cycle affects whether or not. Go ahead, Kelly.
I think that's an absolute point, and that's the perfect point. Well, two things. One, nobody ever talks about legal gun owners in this debate, particularly for my friends on the left. There's a throwaway line that always says we're not out there to take guns away from legal owners, but they never talk about the ramifications of that. And just so everybody's clear, the bill that passed the U.S. House has no enforcement mechanism in it. You essentially can only be charged for violating the law if you've already committed another gun crime. Well, what does that mean in real terms? It means that it won't affect crime, but it will affect legal gun owners because legal gun owners want to follow the law. And to give you a real-world example of how that would work in North Dakota under the way that law was written, if you own a farm or a ranch in southwest North Dakota and you have a coyote gun in the rear end of your pickup down my way, southwest, down by Regent, and a farmhand borrows your truck to go drive and check cows, you are not at a gun range, you are not engaged in hunting, so both the farmer and his employee have violated a federal law under that bill.
It's just ignorant, and what surprises me, and I don't know, and I'd like someone to research this, is how someone can be in a Walmart in Texas for a better part of half an hour and nobody's shooting back at them. Because Texas does have a pretty good, you know, percentage of individuals with concealed, which is still tiny. I mean, you know, but it's higher than most states. Does Walmart have a gun-free policy, or was there some restriction to prevent a good guy with a gun from being in there? Because I'm amazed nobody was shooting back at that guy. I really am, in Texas.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. Hello?
Well, did everybody go away here? Did we lose Scott?
Yeah,
we're all going to take the break anyway here. So Gary and Bismarck, hang on. Rich and Minot, Brian and Horace, Dana and Judd, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and Scott heading on the road on the way to the Twins game. Lucky dog. Oh. You're back. You were gone for 20-some-odd seconds. And now we're all going to be gone for a moment. We'll be right back on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources. Fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is fracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Date, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who have been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, the number 612-554-4804.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you in part today by our friends in Valley City and in Bismarck. We're talking about Bucklex, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And I have a 2015 Chevy Equinox LT, quad power seats, backup camera, sharp aluminum wheels, about 30 miles to the gallon this thing gets, front wheel drive, champagne silver color, only 52,000 miles. Remote start too. It's on the lot right now at $16,495. What a great price. But if you tell them Scott and Todd sent you, you get to take about $1,000 off at $15,519. That's right. Just say, hey, what's on your mind, guys? Said, come on in, $15,519. I can't even believe this thing. 30 miles a gallon? 52,000 miles? Chevy Equinox LT? That is just incredible. Puckledge, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City, online at Puckledge.com, too. Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Back with more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. And during the break, texter said, ask Congressman Kelly Armstrong how he will vote on the red flag laws. So-called red flag laws being considered right now. If so, if he'd vote for them, he'd lose my vote in any future election.
Yeah, I haven't seen the legislation, but I have never seen a red flag law that is even remotely close to narrowly tailored enough for me to support. I think it's important to recognize with these are almost all civil proceedings. And the minute, and just as somebody's practiced in the criminal justice system and dealing this, you deal with these issues, when you deal with any kind of threat of violence, and rightfully so, law enforcement is going to err on the side of the caution. Well, that means if you have any kind of claim made against you and you have to go into civil court, two things. One, if you can't afford a lawyer, you're in a lot of trouble because you don't get a court-appointed one. And two, even if you can afford a lawyer, you are immediately out of pocket money to defend something or to defend something like this. One, they should be done at the state level, not the federal level. And two, I can't imagine a scenario where I'd ever see one written narrowly tailored enough that I could support it.
I've seen Vice President Pence in an interview talk about how, it would start with a medical doctor. A medical doctor would go to law enforcement. Law enforcement would have to go to a court. Everybody I talked to said, hey, the idea, good. But how it could be misused by folks who want more gun control, way more bad than good there. Sounds like you'd agree with that.
I'm a big fan of due process. Making sure all constitutional rights are protected. I don't think the Second Amendment should ever be excluded from that conversation. And you're right, the concept makes sense. I think there are better ways under existing law that we can do a better job of making sure people who don't have guns, who are legally not supposed to have them, don't have them.
All right, let's see here. Brian and Horace, question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you for taking my call, Congressman. Say, it's going to be a little bit of a change of subject here, but I have a question for you about tariffs. I know, we got $250 million worth of materials coming, or say $200 million worth of stuff coming from China. President Trump puts a 25% tariff on it, and that would be $50 billion, let's say, of tariff. Who pays the money? Who collects the money? Where does the money go, and how does the money benefit the people of the United States of America?
Well, I mean, tariffs as a tool to negotiate fair trade agreements with China is something that I think has needed to be done for a very long time. And I'm going to back up a little bit because we also have to start with another part of this conversation, which is something that happens a lot. And when you're a commodity-based economy, you always have to be a part of. Tariffs is one part of this conversation. I am finally really glad somebody is talking about currency manipulation. But depending on where the tariffs exist and how they deal with that, I mean, depending on the goods and how it is, I mean, there's a varying degrees. I mean, China's economy is definitely hurting because of the tariffs. And in certain products, yes, some of this does get passed on to the consumer.
Okay, but who ends up paying tariff? Does that come – what's that?
I said, go ahead.
Sorry, you're breaking up on
me. Ask your follow-up.
Yeah, who actually pays the tariff? Does that come from the manufacturer? Do they pay a company, or not a company, but a government entity in the United States of America? And do they pay that all at once? Or what happens with the money? I don't know. That's something I just don't understand. Maybe I'm naive, but I just don't understand where the money goes, who pays the money, and how it benefits us.
Well, when a tariff is put in place, the U.S., in order for you to put your goods inside this, yes, does collect the tariff. What that does to a cost of a good, and I mean, again, dealing with money, money manipulation, it can be a part of that as well. So, yeah, the tariff is imposed by the U.S. government. The U.S. government collects it.
Okay, but then what happens with the money once we collect it?
Entirely sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
I think it was the Treasury Department, isn't it? I thought that was the part that goes to the Treasury Department that Trump's always talking about, saying, hey, this pot of money sitting there, we're going to give it back to the farmers.
Whenever you collect money from the government, I'm not sure what fund it goes into.
Yeah. I think it's at the Treasury Department, but it doesn't really matter, I guess. I mean, it's there. At some point, if that's long-term, you got to think the consumer is going to, just cost of business is going to be there. So I don't think it's completely, painless on the American public. Well, do you, Kelly?
Sure. And no, Scott, it depends on what the product is. I mean, there's a, the varying degrees of how that works wholly depends on what the import good is. Perfect example is farmers are the only people that buy at retail and sell at wholesale versus if you're buying a small electronic consumer goods. I mean, how that cost is passed on is not uniform across industries.
You bet. Good stuff. Kelly, thanks a ton. Appreciate the time as always. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, his second appearance of the week on What's On Your Mind. How about that? He'll be back. So will we tomorrow. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls, but call tomorrow.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.